Hey, bold faith and fashionistas. You know, I know some of you are coming to this podcast and listening to this podcast, joining my Facebook group because you don't feel like a fashionista, but I just want to speak over you that you already are a fashionista. So if you don't identify with fashionista yet, you sure will after listening to a few of my podcast episodes. And if you pop into my Facebook group, I am there to answer questions, to give feedback on outfits. So become a fashionista, join my Facebook group if you haven't already. But let's get to what today's topic is about. I am actually answering questions 4 or 5. I can't remember how many questions I had on episode 81 in sharing your faith testimony. These are base questions that I asked you to write out so that you would have them processed and ready to go when Holy Spirit prompts you to share them. And when I was thinking about what is it that actually encompasses the topic, the subject matter in which all of these questions are addressing, I came up, or I should say Holy Spirit likely came up. I always give my good ideas, or the credit for my good ideas, to Holy Spirit, because I know that's where it comes from. But all of what today's questions focus on, or at least how my answers are centered, is around letting go of worldly expectations and instead focusing on sanctification. I can't wait to hear your feedback on today's episode. Hey, professional lady, welcome to the Bold Faith and Fashion Podcast. Do you want to look polished when you're on the clock and put together when you're not? Are you ready to streamline and customize your closet so that every piece you own looks amazing on your right now body? Most of all, do you want to confidently stand out and point others to Jesus? Hey, I'm Ashley Anna, and I too used to struggle with my closet and my confidence to stand out as a Christian woman. Most stylists will tell you that your beauty shines through when you know how to dress the outside, but what I found is that as a daughter of King Jesus, we are called to shine from the inside out in how we dress and how we act out who we believe we are. When we do this, dressing goes from look at me to look at him. On this podcast, I focus on putting on Christ before putting on an outfit. I also use my 10 plus years of styling expertise to teach you how to build a business to casual capsule wardrobe using my core style method. Grab a hot coffee and tune in while you get ready for work to turn up your shine. So 2 weeks ago, I posted my Journey to Jesus testimony. This is the foundational testimony, how God brought you to him, how he drew you closer to him. And everybody's story is going to be different with different amounts of trauma or drama or whatever, but they're all important. And even if your testimony is a simple, I gave my heart to the Lord when I was young and I just knew because I grew up in a Christian home, again, there is so much hope for families, for parents, especially parents who have gone through past trauma and who are raising babies in the church with the intention of helping them to maybe not make the same mistakes that they did. Those kind of testimonies are very, very impactful to those kind of parents. So just remember that your testimony, your journey to Jesus is for a specific person. It is for a specific group of people who need to hear how God has been faithful in your life and how he's faithful in drawing you close to him and never letting go. So I just wanted to reiterate that because I know there's a lot of you listening, especially because you are Christian women, a lot of you listening to this who feel like your testimonies maybe aren't as flashy or aren't as sparkly or aren't as interesting. But I'm going to tell you right now that as a mama who is raising her kids in the church, I really appreciate a testimony that isn't flashy for my kids, although I am so inspired by any person's testimony and how God can work through so many different types of situations. But my hope for my children is that no matter what they go through, that they will have had Jesus alongside of them, even if they turn away for a while, from a young age. So that is super important to share that, because that is what my mama heart, what a lot of other women who have kids need to hear, is that it is possible for the Lord to pluck you up young. And I will say that my two older kids, my youngest is five, so haven't quite had a conversation that she has accepted the Lord yet at this point, but my other two have. So I just really praise the Lord for that. And they've both been baptized, and so it's really inspiring. So thank you to those of you who continue to share your testimony and who are working through these questions, who are really getting ready, right? Because Revelation 12 verse 11 says, we triumph over the enemy by two things, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I'm so proud of all of you who have taken the time to really think through and build out your testimony so that you're ready when the Lord calls you, which is a good segue into today's episode, where I'm actually going to go through the other questions that I had you write out in episode 81. That's where the writing prompts are. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, definitely go back to that. Have a notebook ready, or your laptop, or however you want to record your testimony, and answer those questions. I really broke it down so that I could help you and prompt your brain to answer these questions. So the first question I answered two episodes ago was, what is my journey to Jesus? So that's the foundational testimony, okay? Today I'm talking about, what was my life like before I accepted Jesus, and how has my relationship with him changed my life? And I've been a believer since I was 21. I am now 34. So it's been about 12 years that I've been a believer, 12 years of the Lord working on my heart and my mind and my spirit. So I'm going to dig into this a little bit. So within that question, I had a couple of bullet points, things to think about. So how has my relationship with Jesus changed the way that I think? So before I was a believer, I would say I was more self-centered, I was more self-serving, and I definitely made more decisions based on what was good for me. It didn't necessarily have to be good for everyone else around me. Although as an oldest sibling, as somebody that helped a single mom with kiddos, obviously I had some growth opportunities to put others first because of my situation. And I'm really grateful actually for the life that I've lived, because I think there were a lot of what would be considered difficult things in my life that have made me a better person. And so while that gave me some skill set to put other people first, my heart change happened after I came to know Jesus, where I truly wanted to see and treat people in a way that was not self-serving. And of course, I am not doing this perfectly. In fact, when I really sit back and talk to the Lord and think about how imperfectly I'm doing this, it can be kind of discouraging, to be honest with you. However, I have made strides and growth in this area. And I would say the biggest growth in this area, the biggest strides I've made, have to do with me choosing to homeschool my children. I felt called and pulled, and I know not everyone does, but I did feel this calling from the Lord to homeschool my kids. And that was really hard for me. That's actually been really hard for me. I'm very entrepreneurial. I love to work with other women. I love just working in general. However, the loving to work is something that I know the Lord wanted me to put aside, because I was getting a lot of validation and self-worth based on my ability to be a hard worker. And so besides all the other benefits of homeschooling, I know that's one of the reasons that the Lord asked me to homeschool, because it's about submitting all things. We talk about that on this podcast, all things, including the little things like getting dressed and your body image. We submit those things to the Lord. And I know that now, 12 years out, but when I pulled out my daughter from school when she was in second grade, was her first year we homeschooled, that wasn't necessarily something that was clear to me, but I was more obedient and I knew that it was something that the Lord was calling me to do and that it would be really good for my relationship with my kids. So that is one really big example of how I have put my own desires, fleshy desires, aside, and instead I've honored the calling that the Lord has asked me to step into. The Lord also changed some false beliefs around things like abortion and biblical marriage. And my thoughts seem to have, there's just more clarity. And the Lord over time reveals truths to me and shows me where I'm not believing something that is of Him. And this has been something that has been so life-changing, because I used to be, when I was really like 19 or 18 and probably 16 and up, I used to think, you know, I would never get an abortion, but it's okay. You know, if anybody else wants to choose it, that's fine. And I know this is a sensitive subject. I'm not judgmental of those who choose, and I think that there are very rare circumstances in which it can be necessary. In fact, I have a Christian sister in Christ who had to, because she had this rare thing where her baby was dying and she was dying, and she held out as long as she could, and it just wasn't getting better. And so you can, you know, either way, make a judgment either way. I do not. I leave that up to the Lord. But I will say that I would not condone, right, abortion at this point. Life is so precious. And outside of extenuating circumstances, it's just not something that I believe the Lord wants for us as women. And I know how harmful it is now. And the Lord is the one that revealed those things to me. The other thing that He revealed to me was biblical marriage. And, you know, again, I'm just really, these episodes are not only about you being bold in your faith and in your testimony, but it's also so that you can see that I'm leading by example and being bold in my faith. And I hope I'm empowering you to do the same when the Holy Spirit calls you to it. I'm not asking you to go out and make signs or debate people on their specific beliefs around these things. However, I think it is important to know where you stand and to stand firm, not only when asked, but if there is something that the Lord calls you to intervene in some way. So homosexuality is another thing that I would have said is, you know, no big deal. Where now I know that the Lord has set up a biblical marriage between a man and a woman, and He's done this for so many reasons. First of all, not only because of His design in the way that He's made men and women, but also because of the way that we balance each other out. And those are just two hot topic button items that I have completely 180 changed my mindset around because of the Holy Spirit's influence in changing my thoughts and my false beliefs. So how have my words and speech changed between now and 12 years ago? This is the place that I think I can struggle the most inside of my family unit. I, for many years, literally didn't say one swear word, not one. And the past few years, I catch myself cursing every now and then. And I think to myself, what is this about? And a lot of it is anger or bitterness or things that I have to let go of. And, you know, before I was a believer, it didn't really bother me. I was like, I'll just, you know, if I wanted to swear, I would swear, whatever. Very, you know, indifferent to what types of words I was saying. where now I know and I'm convicted, not condemned, that nope, this is something that needs to go back to where I had been when I was very first a believer, where it just stopped, and I need to deal with any anxiety or anger, and I need to go to the Lord on that. And again, this is just me being really real and honest with you. I want you guys to know who I am. I want you to know that I have flaws. I don't want to pretend like I'm this got it all together person or Christian, because I'm so not. And I am very willing and open to talk about my struggles, because that is part of the sanctification process. And I know that I'm not excusing anything that is not holy, that is not of the Lord, but I do realize that those things are things that will happen, and I need to be honest about it, because when you're honest about where you struggle, where you are lacking, it brings it from the darkness, from hiding, out into the light. It gives you that responsibility and that accountability that you need to make those changes. And of course, Holy Spirit is going to help you. And already, just putting this out there, because this is something that I'm like, a small thing that I'm submitting to the Lord, that has already gotten better even in the last several weeks, because I brought it to the light, to the Lord, and I just said, Lord, I know this isn't good and I need your help, and I know where it's coming from. But of course, all that said, the way that I speak is so much better. There's so much more patience. I'm really way more aware of what I'm saying to others, to my husband, to my kids, than I ever was before I knew Jesus. So while I am still working here, and this is probably the place of focus that I really want to make sure that I am getting better, because I'm taking so seriously, and I always have taken this seriously, but it's like I became like too relaxed in this area recently. But I take very seriously the power of our words and our speech over especially our spouse and our children, but over anyone, because we have the ability to bless or to curse. And I don't want to be cursing nobody, not just curse words, but, you know, saying things that are not uplifting, that condemn, right? Because I want to model Jesus. I want to model how he spoke, which was truthful. He spoke the truth in love. So I'm not talking about that I'm never going to say things that are true, because I'm not kidding. I have a hard time not telling the truth when it needs to be said. And actually, another thing, based on my words, I'm sure many of you will relate, is I've been in the book of Job, and you know how his friends were real quiet when his friend was suffering, and then they opened their mouths, and they thought they were speaking the truth, but the reality is they didn't know. So I really have been focusing on Holy Spirit promptings and obeying when he prompts me, but also obeying when he's like, not now. Not now. So that's another part of my relationship with Jesus, and something that has been huge for me. And so I'm so grateful for it. So what was my focus before having a relationship with Jesus? This was the other prompt underneath question two. And really, this ties really well together with like the actions I took or my thought processes, my beliefs, but I was really career focused. And so the Lord really grabbed hold of my heart. And after having my first baby, he really softened me and showed me that motherhood and being a wife and being his daughter is what I needed to focus on in this season of my life. And my focus before was more on just making money, if I'm being honest, and figuring out how to make the most money that I could. And I didn't really have a good plan for it, so I don't know how well that would have gone with not having a plan, though I'm sure I would have come up with one. But now it's not the riches of the world that I really crave. It's very empty for me, though I do want to be financially responsible and I want that freedom. But I really want the freedom for the purpose of sharing my testimony and bringing glory to God, to building His kingdom. I just think to myself, you know, you don't have to have a lot of money to build the kingdom of God. You really don't. But I also know that it takes money to help build the church. It takes money to give to organizations who are doing great work, like helping kids get out of sex trafficking situations or sharing the gospel in unreached areas. It does take money. And so I am working towards financial freedom, but again, it's just a different goal. It's a different why. And it's more meaningful, and it's something that I have complete trust and faith in the Lord that He's going to give me whatever He knows that I will manage and steward well. So let it be, Lord. And I just want to keep growing as much as I can in my faith, and He'll take care of the rest. Okay. It turns out that each question has taken me about 20 minutes to go through. So I will go ahead and end this today, and I will do question number 3 in 2 weeks. But I really hope that the transparency that I have shared with you today is emboldening. And I really hope that it shows you a little bit more of who I am and why I'm doing this podcast and why it is that I want to not only help you to show up on the outside, but really know whose you are and how to express it boldly from the inside. I hope this gives you a more bold faith and that you feel really excited to share your testimony and that you pray for God to give you opportunities to share it. I'm going to pray that over us right now. So Heavenly Father, I just love what you're doing in my heart, in my podcast, in my business, in my clients' lives. I love that you are giving us opportunities to really know and process how you have sought us out and how we have become changed. It builds so much gratitude. And I need to talk about this every day. And it just reminds me that when I share how you are working in my life, how there's so much hope that just spills out of me and how much the world needs that hope, because that hope is you. It's you inside of me. So Heavenly Father, I just pray over everyone listening that they would have an opportunity this week and the next 7 days to share a portion of their testimony with someone who needs to hear it, that they would be emboldened and that they would share that part of their testimony faithfully and boldly. It's in your name, Jesus, I pray. Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another professional woman who may be praying for the confidence to stand out at work and shine for Jesus? Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me to know that you're getting the encouragement and tools you need to feel confident in who you are and what you're wearing. Want to connect with me sooner than next week when the next episode airs? Join me on Facebook in my free group, Business to Casual Capsule Wardrobe for Professional Women.